Good morning, 21st Century World. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thormila Fáilte wrote an seo. Hear this, listener. Give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Here is a line that came to me earlier, inspired by a certain lovely photograph sent to me. A story I hear tell of a boy when reading in bed would oft fall asleep with a book on his head. Oh, happy boy to have such a precious toy. Anything at all that a human makes, a machine of any kind, something I believe of the human is transferred to it. And what that is, I do not know. I think if someone has been using something for a long time, for instance a sweeping brush, for it can be in a house for years, especially its handle, something of its user is transferred to it. But what that is, I do not know, yet I feel it. I have found that also to be true when it comes to cars. Cars seem to have some presence of their own, that can be felt, can be reached, can be communicated with. Even a mobile phone or a laptop or a PC has something about them that is of its makers, something of you and me to them. But what that is, I surely do not know. Perhaps I'm slow. No, it's not that, for my thoughts are as swift as any lightning bolt upon a cosmic raft. Of a related thought. Thinking about people who are always rushing against machines, whether it is their mobile phone or their car or an elevator or refrigerator door, anything that is a machine, they rush against it. Better to slow down and with them harmonize. For machines can make us feel very comfortable, very uncomfortable, or a combination of both. I am the one, in or out of my own pace, who presses the elevator buttons or opens the refrigerator door. In today's show, I will be continuing to read from Shakespeare. This will be followed by the reading of a poem. And I will conclude with the reading of the lyrics of a song. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. What hast thou done? Thou hast mistaken quite, and laid the love juice on some true love's sight. Of thy misprecision must perforce ensue some true love turned, and not a false turned true. Then fate o'errules that one man holding throat, a million fail, confounding oath on oath. About the wood go swifter than the wind, and Helena of Athens look thou find. All fancy sick she is, and pale of cheer, with sighs of love that cost the fresh blood dear. By some illusion, see thou bring her here. I'll charm his eyes against she do appear. I go, look how I go, swifter than the arrow from the Tartar's blow. Flower of this purple dye, hit with Cupid's archery, sink an apple of his eye. When his love he doth espy, let her shine as gloriously as the Venus of the sky. When thou wakest, if she be by, beg of her for remedy. Captain of our fairy band, Helena is here at hand, and the youth mistook by me, pleading for a lover's fee. Shall we their fond pageant see? Lord, what fools these mortals be! Stand aside, the noise they make will cause Demetrius to wake. Then will two at once woo one. That must needs be sport alone. And those things do best please me that befoul preposterously. Why should you think that I should woo in scorn? Scorn and derision never come in tears. Look, when I vow, I weep, and vows so born in their nativity all truth appears. How can these things in me seem scorn to you, bearing the badge of faith to prove them true? You do advance your cunning more and more, when truth kills truth, or devilish holy fray. These vows are Hermia's, will you give her o'er? Weigh oath with oath, and you will nothing weigh. Your vows to her and me, put in two scales, will even weigh, and both as light as tales. I had no judgment when to her I swore, nor none in my mind, now you give her o'er. Demetrius loves her, and he loves not you. O Helena, goddess, nymph, perfect, divine, to what, my love, shall I compare thine eyne? Crystal is muddy. O, how ripe in show thy lips, those kissing cherries, tempting grow, that pure, congealed white, high Tarsus snow, fanned with the eastern wind, turns to a crow when thou thus holds up thy hand. O, let me kiss this princess of pure white, this seal of bliss. O spite, O hell, I see you all are bent to set against me for your merriment. If you were civil and knew courtesy, you would not do me thus much injury. Can you not hate me, as I know you do? But you must join in souls to mock me too. If you were men, as men you are in show, you would not use a gentle lady so. To vow and swear and superpraise my parts, when I am sure you hate me with your hearts. You bought a rivals and love Hermia, and now bought rivals to mock Helena. A trim exploit, a manly enterprise, to conjure tears up in a poor maid's eyes with your derision. None of noble sort would do so offend a virgin, and exhort a poor soul's patience, all to make your sport. You are unkind, Demetrius, be not so, for you love Hermia, this you know I know. And here, with all good will, with all my heart, in Hermia's love I yield up my part. And yours of Helen to me bequeath, whom I do love and will do till my death. Never did mockers waste more idle breath. Lysander, keep thy Hermia, I will not. If e'er I loved her, all that love is gone. My heart to her but as a guestwise sojourned, and now to Helen is home returned, there to remain. Helen, it is not so. Disparage not the faith thou dost not know, lest to thy pearl thou abide it dear. Look where thy love comes, yonder is thy dear. Today's poem is The Passionate Shepherd to His Love by Christopher Marlowe. Come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove, that valleys, groves, hills and fields, woods or steepy mountains yields. And we will sit upon the rocks, seeing the shepherds feed their flocks by shallow rivers, to whose falls melodious birds sing madrigals. And I will make thee beds of roses and 1,000 fragrant posies, a cap of flowers and a kirtle embroidered all with leaves of myrtle, a gown made of the finest wool from which our pretty lambs we gently pull, fair lined slippers for the cold with bucklers of the purest gold, a belt of straw and ivy buds with coral clasps and amber studs. And if these pleasures may thee move, come live with me and be my love. The shepherd swains shall dance and sing for thy delight each May morning. If these delights thy mind may move, then live with me and be my love. Sometimes things become very clear for us. Dido stories this situation out for us when she tells, I know you think that I shouldn't still love you, or tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. or return to where we were. I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again, and I caused nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again, and if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. And when we meet, which I'm sure we will, all that was there will be there still. I'll let it pass and hold my tongue, and you will think that I've moved on. I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. Today, have understanding, be with perception. See with your eyes, hear with your ears. All right, I will leave it at that. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought too for people living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not of their own making. For instance, in the South Pacific, a cyclone has hit the islands of Tonga and Fiji. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air from Monday to Friday and off to on the weekends. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself, by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus banacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.